A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Our Gospel is such a beautiful reminder to us this morning that we have so many different relationships and titles of life, and they're all important and have value. But the greatest title that any of us will ever have is that we're a disciple of Jesus Christ. So this gospel is meant to wake us up a little bit and to challenge us and to ask us and to look into our hearts and our lives, and do we really put Jesus Christ first? And Jesus, if he becomes first in our lives, that means everything else in our life will become better because we love Jesus first. So Jesus should come before anybody, any group. And if we love Jesus fully, we'll become a better family member, a better citizen, a better co-worker. So this is what this gospel is telling us. This gospel is not telling us to go home and say, "Look, I heard at Mass, I can hate you, okay? Or I'm going to fight with you all day." That's not what this gospel is telling us. This gospel is saying, put Jesus first in your life. And if you do that, your life will become better. And as you become better and holier, those around you will grow in their holiness as well. So let's look upon our life right now, reflect upon it, and ask, do I really put Jesus Christ before a political party, before friendships, before entertainment? Or am I still struggling in certain areas? So let's just pray for the Holy Spirit's wisdom this morning that we'll never be afraid to put Jesus first.